Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. Jimbo's going to probably have to help me out here a little bit. You didn't see us yesterday. I think that's the only show we've missed so far this week. But I have been off my feet with a flu virus of some sort. Very strange virus. Not the chain to the bathroom type, the other, upper respiratory. Yeah. So anyway, I want y'all to know that I simply could not lay there anymore, trapped in that bed rather than trapped to the bathroom. So I am happy to be here with you, feeling a little better. If you catch this thing, please give yourself the chance to, kind of sweep it off. It's full of fatigue, lack of appetite. What else was it? Coughing, runny nose. I mean, it's just strange. And I'm not going to use the C word because I'd prefer to think that we can all roll whatever virus is coming at us without having to...
See you next Tuesday?
Not that C word, but thank you. Yeah, you shouldn't talk about yourself like that, Jim.
Yeah, I don't consider that an insult.
So, anyway, remember, we're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not Oracle, and any of the other... systems that are out there, and I know there's a lot of them, but this is the one that I use myself and have stuck to and didn't really want to learn much about any other card reading systems.
It's all folks.
Because you just never know when subconsciously or unconsciously something that you've learned elsewhere will leak into the mix. So I didn't want that to happen. So bear that in mind. Plus that I'm going to use a full 24 card layout here for each of the calls. And if we turn to Facebook, hey, Facebook, glad to have you with us. If we turn to you, because we have a lull in calls, which can happen, we will need to give me a minute or so as I do the full 24 card layout. So there I am. Jim.
There you are. Welcome, folks. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also want to remind everybody out there in radio land and Facebook land, if you're international, let us know, and we're glad to give you live international shout-outs, like to Terry Sue, the first one tonight from the UK. Hey, Terry Sue. And probably not the last. Also, the important things we will go over right now are how to get your reading. 515-602-9676. It's the number to call in, get your free reading. When you call in, you shall hear the message that says, please stand by and listen to the show while you wait, something to that effect. And it's a true statement. You'll hear the note. If you call early, you'll hear music before the show starts. If you ever have any moments of silence, something's wrong, hang up, call back. And you might have to do it several times if there's a real technical problem. But unless it's really catastrophic, we do bring the show back to life eventually if there is a technical problem, right? We adapt. Improvise, adapt, and overcome, damn it. That's what we do. Facebookers, we'll always try to make some time for you folks. We can't promise anything, but Deb's going to interrupt because otherwise life's going to come to an end right now if she doesn't speak.
I wanted to mention to the Facebookers, if you find you are having trouble attending the show on Facebook because you seem to be blocked, please message either Jim or myself.
Nothing we can do, though.
Just so we know that you're having trouble. We do not block anyone except for scammers. Yeah.
That is it.
And only even thing.
And if I did block you, it would be instantaneous. That show wouldn't be like a next show. Like some people say, I can't get anywhere. You must have blocked me. It's like, no.
Yeah.
If I accidentally blocked you, and I've done it twice, it would have been bam, right there on the spot. You would have noticed right off the bat.
And it might not hurt to watch your language.
We can't control Facebook.
Facebook, Big Brother's out there.
It's up to you. You never know. Half the time it doesn't care, but every once in a while it cares. I don't care if you type.
Every once in a while they just go.
It doesn't bother us.
I typed ass in once and Jim deleted it because he said, they're going to get you.
It automatically hides your stuff. I unhide it because I don't care. It's just, it's random. It's random.
Terry Sue says you put her in jail once.
She was probably one of them I did by accident. Oh. I did two people by accident once. I was clicking the scammer and then it moved up. Boom. That's all that is. And then bam, I clicked the wrong person. Yep. Like you do when you load a web page sometimes and you go to click something and it moves and you click link bait. No, they do that on purpose.
It's terrible.
They know when that page loads, you're getting ready to click this and all of a sudden it goes, because it knows about how long the person is before they click it. Terrible. But anyway, that's the deal. If you are banned from the show, it is not us if you're not a scammer. That's all I can say. And like I said, if I had done it by accident, I can usually figure it out fairly fast. And I'll usually let people know out there because they can talk. If they have friends out there, I'll let you know and stuff like that. So how about it? And it is like Carrie said, it's usually 24 hours for that one. Okie dokie pokey. Now I have to restart because Deb had to get that in. I was talking, I gave the phone number. Oh, Facebookers, as far as reading, we will turn to the Facebook when we can. Can't promise you when, where, times, and all that stuff, but you have to just stand by. You can't get in line early and get in a queue because there is no such animal for Facebook Messenger. But when we make it clear, you'll know, and we will expect a messenger audio or video chat to Deborah Lee. But that's when we actually formally announce it. My primary thing is the number, 515-602-9676. Excuse me, it's Friday, so either way, yeah! It's Rebel Card Friday. So when you hear the rebel yell, it is time for your reading to end. It is going to end. It's not almost over, so I should fire five more questions up. That's a big negative. Do your questions up front. Get a couple. I would like to know this and this, and then let it go. All right? And then when you hear the rebel yell or if it's another night, it's harps, just let it come to an end. And I will give you a single Rebel card reading before we move on to the next person. Rebel card reading will not be coated with sugar and spice and all those pretty little glitters. No, no, no. It's going to be in your face a little bit. But ultimately, even if it isn't, most of the messages are positive. Even the ones that seem negative, there's a positive thing about it. Like, pull your head out of your butt or something like that, you know. Sometimes we need somebody to tell us, hey, get your head out of your ass, you know, and because so we can do the right thing. Is what somebody's trying to tell you. So, you know that thing where sometimes a friend will slap another friend just to snap out of it? It's not because they're mad at it. It's like, bam.
I don't know if I could take that. Could you?
No, I don't, it's not very often you see that.
My response would be, you're getting one too.
Not very often when you see that.
That's what I've always felt. You go up to a guy and you're going to meet him on, say, a man level, throw a punch, whatever. You're not always going to be, what's a good word, excuse.
A lot of time
that.
It's a metaphor when I say it, somebody gives you a slap. A lot of times it's a verbal jarring just to kind of get you out of it. Hey, why are you being such a whiny bitch? Something that's like, a lot of times I might insult you and it's like, well, maybe I am being that. Maybe I should think about why my friend just asked me that question. So it's to help you. Sometimes you got to get out of a funk. Right? Right, you're bloody well right. But a little super tramp for you there. I think we've covered everything that needs to be covered. Covering the covers is good to cover. So I think we can move along. Got anything else you want to toss out there, Sicky? Little COVID girl?
Don't say it. I really don't want to.
What does it matter if you got it or
because
not?
I don't want to do 5 days of quarantine.
Oh.
You know, I just assume.
Oh, so like, also,
if
I put... If I put my head in the sand, then obviously I don't have COVID, right? Right?
Well, I haven't been anywhere, so it's not like I'm threatening, society.
I'm not saying anything bad. It's not even the strains or nowhere. I mean, everything affects everybody different, but it's not like the initial one with nobody. Everybody's had vaccines, had bouts with it, so we already got some.
I think that, most of
the worst
of
is
us,
over. The worst is over.
And I see that the press, the media wants to stir shit up again.
They want you to read it so they can get hits on their websites and their and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they were blaming the UK. Blame it on the UK. These people are not taking care of themselves. And now it's floating over the pond. And you know what? There was a time when we all went to school and we lived our lives, raised our kids, did whatever we had to do. And if you had a bad cold, you kind of lived with it. Remember, the only one that kept you at home really was a bad case of the flu.
What? No, for a kid, it was typically mono or chicken pox.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
as a kid.
Going
to public school or any kind of school, private school or anything.
Nowadays, everybody's freaking about everything.
And a cold, kids use as an excuse to stay home from school, but they could go if they really cared about something cool. If something cool was going on, they'd go with a cold.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be like, oh, I don't feel good. I probably better stay home. Yeah, right. Then you should be in bed and there should be no TV, no video games, well, nothing. You should just sit there and get healthy dark room.
What happened when you were a kid?
My parents were gone to work already.
Were you reading comics or watching?
I can do whatever. I got to
a $10,000 pyramid.
I could have burned down the forest a while ago. If I was sick and it was that morning, they were gone off to work very early. So typically, that was my decision if I was going to pay them sick or not. Now, obviously, they're going to come home and find out, so I didn't abuse it. But or I could miss the bus if I didn't feel like going to school because there's nobody there. At home, I was the last one to go.
And you forged notes.
I didn't forge notes.
You said you did.
No, I didn't. I never forged a note. If they sent some, I was the first one home, so I'd check the mailbox. And if something bad came from the school, I'd go, I'll throw that shit away.
God.
Yep. So there was some advantage. All right, I think we should take our first caller, Deb. 917 in the great state of New York. 917,
gotcha.
You are caller number one.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Tina. Welcome back.
Under the weather, but coping.
Yeah, she's, you probably heard she's fighting a little flu bug. Life goes on.
Just a respiratory virus, that's all.
But otherwise, life is treating us good. How about you?
Great, at least. Oh, well, thank you for having your show today. We appreciate you.
She took yesterday off.
Yeah. I wasn't even conscious.
Yeah, and today you kind of took care of yourself a little bit. All right. Well, what you got cooking, Tina?
Nothing. Just I was called last week when I called. You told me it was an off day to call back. But I haven't called in a couple of months.
All right, well, last week was an off day. I told Jim, I'm getting sick. I can feel it.
No, that was a long day.
It was around that time. I was off in myself. Bitchy and,
Oh, I'm going to let that go, folks. That was a setup. That was handed to me. I could have went so many places with that comment, but I'm going to let it go. Go ahead, Deb.
All right, Tina, what are we working on with you?
Just for my guy, T. I just wanted to see what Spirit has for us.
And yeah, I remember she called last time. Is he the cop?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I remember because we went over this last time when she was here and you were kind of in your phone.
Yeah.
And I was catching up because it had been so long. And I got that memory where you got to really reach in and pull teeth to get my memory going there. And I was like, oh, that's right, because long before that, she had the cop, and then she had another person that were both prospects. So this is the man right now that is in her plan. So what she wants to see where that's going.
Well, Tina, are you guys exclusive? The two of you, nobody else?
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Okay. All right, so you guys are an item, sort of, kind of?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then there we know where we stand. So they are a couple. People define that how they want, but we know what she's going with that. So that's cool. So she wants to see what the cards show down the road. Are you feeling? How about Tina? Do you have any concerns, or are you feeling really good about everything?
I'm feeling really good. I'm just finishing up school. You know, I'm always in school and always working on something.
Yeah,
so
you are.
She's a busy
Tina.
Did you graduate yet?
Yes,
no.
The PhD. Now I'm doing a DBA, the Doctorate of Business Administration.
Oh, boy.
Your wall's going to be all full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going to have to buy five, get one frame free for all the stuff she's going to have to post. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. No such thing as education. No such thing.
The military calls it your I love me wall.
Oh, that's when they put all their little awards and stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that educational stuff is good in case. It's just good to have, especially, it depends on the type of business you do. If you do business where people come in and talk to you, it's nice if they can see your credentials and you don't have to actually spit them out. All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, what I got for you, Tina, is I think he, and you could respond to this if you know what he's referring to, but I'm picking up intuitively that he has concerns about other guys in your life. Now, does he know that have you shared your history with him or, you know, before you actually got solid with each other, you just see what I'm saying? He's concerned about how strong your feelings are for him. And see, folks, when we know this about somebody we're, you know, involved with, then we know that we could step it up more to make sure they feel more secure and remind them, reassure them that they're the only one. And I was wondering, Tina, what do you think about that, that he has concerns? Hello?
We follow each other on social media, so he'll see, you know, a few guys, you know, saying something. But, I mean, I've still been taking it slow because I was in school, so.
Yeah, priorities.
I haven't put pressure on him, so maybe that's why.
Pressure. Okay.
You know, and I'm going to tell you.
That's good.
He is a fast mover type of guy.
It's a mover and a shaker?
Yeah, and sometimes that is kind of dysfunctional behavior. When they want it right now, let's do this right away, you know.
It could be a sign of something, maybe a little insecurity.
Yes,
I got to nail this down quick before she goes somewhere else type of deal. I got to nail this down.
And I've been reading
commit.
That smart, independent women are intimidating to a lot of men. I just read that very recently.
I think it's probably been that way since women have joined the workforce in the business world and all that stuff.
I think
probably,
so, too.
Because you got used to them saying, all right, I'll be home, honey. I'll bring some bacon home, okay?
And the other women that are not quite as independent, that do not go after opportunities, you know, that kind of, you know what they remind me of? And I don't mean this to be as derogatory as it sounds. But if you've ever seen in wood tick season.
Wow. I
yeah,
like this.
I know.
This is a hell of a reference. Let's go, Deb. Wood tick season. Go ahead.
If you walk, like, say, up to long grasses, you will see them, like, hanging on with one arm and one leg or, you know, they're...
Well, they're like Klingons.
And this other one is
something.
Out here waiting to grab somebody or something.
Yeah, yes, I know. Like, people, survivors, they're floating around waiting for a life preserver to come along.
They are.
Yep.
And those kind of women do not intimidate men because those are the kind that will easily become submissive.
They're Klingons.
Yeah, they just want to have a picket fence and you know, a couple of babies on their hips.
Yeah, like that song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? She just wanted...
I don't know that
you
song.
You come home from work, I'll bring you your beer. She just wanted to be a submissive person because he's your cowboy. He doesn't know anything.
So you,
she
Tina,
just sits at home and waits for him.
You are a whirlwind of activity. And so no wonder he's thinking about this one, that one, the other one in your life. because he'd like to really nail you down.
Yeah, commitment wise, he would. Yeah, and really commitment wise. And he's probably.
He was moving so also, it was really good for me because I was working on school, so I didn't know he felt like that.
Okay, now here's the thing. Remember, these are supposed to be future projections. And sometimes I'll get caught up with them being in the present.
So maybe he's cool right now, but maybe eventually.
No, I believe he feels like that. You're always accurate. That's why I asked you. You're accurate.
You got it.
Well, I don't think he's going to lose your attention. He just kind of worries about it. I think he'd really like to move forward, like get engaged, plan a wedding. And you're like in the movie Private Benjamin when she was at the altar. I don't know if you remember.
Saw that part.
That's the beginning, wasn't it? At the end.
She said,
not so fast.
Never saw the beginning or the end.
Not so fast.
Well, you know, Tina's got a lot of stuff going on. She's got a lot of things going, a lot of irons.
Wait, she called it off when she said not so fast?
Yes, but I didn't mean the calling it off part.
No, she's talking about the movie.
Not so fast. Because he was rushing her.
Oh, so she didn't call it off. She just said she was basically pumping the brakes.
Well, then she did say, I'm going to break up with you right now, and it's a very awkward moment. But,
oh, yeah, right at the altar. But, yeah, I got you.
So maybe it wasn't a really good example.
Well, because she was used to be a life preserver type of girl, right? She was a prissy girl.
Yeah.
And she would latch on to a guy. But after going through that army stuff, it kind of made her not be that.
Are you saying that he's kind of shy, or are you saying since he's had women in the past that, you know, he moved really fast with?
I think he's just one of those that when he's found exactly what he wants for the future, he wants to make it happen. And also, I can't discount the fact that it could be because you and your ministry is going to take you far and wide. So he may want to put a ring on it, you know.
Sure, I can see that because she's got a lot of stuff going on.
She does, and she's going to become a worldwide
minister. And when she does one project, she's on to the next. I mean, she is a shaker and a mover.
As a policeman, he could become, like, say, a bodyguard. He could be a security.
What do you mean if he retires or whatever?
With her stuff.
If he wanted to. Some guys don't want to do that.
You said it seemed like you wanted to ask.
Hey, do you want to throw something else out there? Go ahead.
I was saying I have another job now, so I just wanted to see how did you see that moving. I'm getting ready to work with a senator, so I'm waiting for him to call me.
I have a job going, waiting, maybe possibly working with a senator. She's waiting for me.
With a senator?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
I want to know what you see on that.
No wonder I see these.
And you said you're waiting on a call, correct?
Okay. Yeah, I would be very surprised if you don't get that call.
So you see it going
in the
great.
Positive.
There you go.
Yes, Tina, I do. I think it'll be a very positive, a good step for you.
I don't even know where she finds time to sleep.
I don't know either.
She's doing a million things at once. But you know what? She's always happy, so that's a good thing.
The guy that worked with the senator, his name starts with the R. Do you see what's taking him so long to call? It's been like a week.
You're talking about the senator's office?
Yes.
Is he a United States senator or is he a state senate type guy?
He's a federal senator.
Oh, so he's the U.S. Well... Oh, then, yeah, well, do you see it? Is it because of his, because sometimes they get wrapped up in committees and stuff?
And government goes very slow.
Yeah, and they get wrapped up in committees or I don't know if it's time for him to campaign. I don't know, you know. So he's busy. That's why he hasn't
just
called
busy,
yet.
Just busy, that's all.
You still see it happening, correct?
You know.
That's a good thing.
Sometimes they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So maybe it wouldn't hurt to kind of call over there. You know, email them, call them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just dealing with the car picked up. The name starts with the R. The guy is the one that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, and he's got an associate who the the senator has a male associate who is really overwhelmed with a ton of stuff.
Yeah, they usually have some.
Yeah, he said that. He said he's overwhelmed and he wanted me to help. Yeah. That's exactly what he said. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's a true statement.
So there it is. See, I really feel you will hear from them. Watch now. Could be, well, it's Friday. So
it is
be
Friday.
Monday.
And I don't know what their session is and what's going on right now for them.
Yeehaw!
All right. Here we go, Tina. Here's your rumble card. Subject is love.
Love.
Get some, give some. It will cheer you up. Well, that's always good advice to everybody on this planet.
Isn't
about love.
It?
If you give some, you'll get some. And if you get some, you give some. It should work that way. And I think Tina's quite familiar with that. She's a very positive person. Well, it's awesome. I'm glad you called back. And
yeah.
I hope this was a better part two
yeah,
to your reading.
You
yeah. And
thank
I, and yes. Good to hear from you. And it's great that you have everything rocking and rolling and everything's doing good.
Thank you so much. And I pray you're so better.
Thank
oh,
you so much,
yeah.
Tina. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Well, people
that.
Like you help make everybody feel better.
Yeah.
You're so positive. She's a very positive person. We love it.
Thank you.
Next time.
Well, I'm going to still call you for a private reading. Do we have to just go through your website?
That's the best bet. Or you can email her through the website
or,
too, right?
As we're getting it more user-friendly, I do have an 800 number. So you aren't locked into a whole 30-minute reading.
Yeah, right now we're revamping it because they did a bunch of
yeah.
updates.
Oh,
and then
great.
Yeah, it's going to be, that's going to be your, you're going to love that a lot.
Yeah,
okay, do you post the 800 number? What is it? Do you charge per minute?
If you go to her website, thepsychiclove.com, in the top right corner, there's usually a link that says whether she's online or not, and that's for her 800 number. It's per minute. It's pretty much the same, and we'll get more info.
Yeah, we'll put it out real soon.
Yep, just keep an eye on you.
All right. Take care, Tina. We love you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Hi there. You're calling number 7 on The Price is Right. Oh, my God. Today, we have a free giveaway. It's a rubber chicken and personal lubricant. If you can answer the magic question, what size is your penis? Oh, I'm sorry you did not win. Try again. Oh, they could have won. They could have won that.
Too bad Joe wasn't here. He loves that.
Yep. And you know what? Our calls have gone down astronomically from
because you're on the crazy list.
Astronomically, we hardly get any. That I can't even believe we got that one.
Oh my gosh!
Laura, international shout out to Laura from Canada and Rachel from Australia. Yes, they rolled in during the reading.
Yeah.
Hope everything is going up there, Laura. Good. She gave us a laugh. So I hope that things are improving in her world. It's a terrible life and death situation up there. I hope it's better. The fact that she gave me a laugh, I hope that means things are still even better than the last time she was here.
So true, Terry Sue. So true.
I am in a nut house. It's called life. Life is full of nuts. Yeah, but you know what? You gotta love them. You gotta love them. Unless you're allergic to nuts. Oh. You know what's funny?
Oh, they're back on evacuation alert.
Oh, shit. Do you remember growing up?
No. What do you mean? Of course. Of course I do.
I set myself up for that.
Yeah.
I was about to say, do you know that when I grew up my entire life, from a little itty-witty kid in kindergarten till graduating high school and in college, and even in the frickin' Navy, I never knew anybody allergic to frickin' all the shit people are allergic to nowadays, food-wise.
Yeah, gluten and...
I was in the Navy on carriers with thousands of guys, two different ones.
Thank you, Terry Sue. Night-night.
And they never had to say, hey, this product might contain peanuts. This product might... Is it because of all the processed food kids
probably,
are eating when they're
maybe.
1 year old? Because nobody was allergic to shit when we were kids growing up in elementary school. You bring any food you wanted to. Nobody ate something and turned into a big balloon and had to have an EpiPen or anything. The only thing that people were allergic to, I remember as a kid, were bee stings. And that was one people here and there. Two people here and there. Very few. I mean, just as many as there is now, but... Food allergies, what's going on with that shit? And on that note,
Well, I wanted to also say,
oh,
regarding Laura and her situation, you know, y'all should be putting your manifesting hats on, and I mean go big. Like, for instance, think about the future, how these wildfires might be contained. Okay, now you're going to laugh, but there's what?
Just my ear pops.
Just a lot of crazy stuff can happen as we go forward. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they didn't get enough. It is them.
It's
yeah, now, see here. Yeah, see? I told you not to call here, mister. Yeah, see? Because I'll tell you what, wise guy. I'll give you one. I'll give you two. And I'll give you the Tommy gun. Da-da-da-da-da-da!
If any of you watch King of Queens, this is Doug Jr. Anyway, I was going to say, think big. Use your imagination. If anything is possible, we should do impossible thinking. For instance, what if they could figure out a way to, say, get into the heart of a hurricane before it destroys blah blah blah? But what if they could take all that energy and something could drive it up to where all that freaking rain is going to be needed?
Well, that's almost like, oh, that's all. Oh, we just need to become God somehow, which if that was that easy to become God, go, oh, I'll just move you up here. Yeah, you're right, they could use all that stuff instead. What, Southeast got hammered by rains they couldn't handle. Michigan and a couple other states are just like, they're underwater from floods washing out towns and stuff, and then rain, they didn't really, you know, they needed some, but they didn't need that. That'd have been great for the wildfires, but yeah, you're right.
You know, that's the thing, though. You got to believe. Like Grandma said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, that woman honestly believed this, all things are possible. And if you look back, how many people laughed at the Wright brothers?
I don't know. Oh, I never asked anybody.
Oh, you're gonna fly, huh? Like a bird.
Well, here's why they laughed. Did you ever see all those old movies where all those people try these different contraptions that failed?
Yeah.
I suppose they said, "Oh, here's another one of those jackwads. They're gonna make this other thing that fails." Yep. Okay.
And, yeah, and you know, it's just unconscionable that we have all these problems, food problems. You know, we have the weather, that all these issues, come on. Some of the most brilliant minds are alive right now.
Yeah, but, you know, they are, they can only do what science allows them to do, Deb. They don't
what
have,
do you mean that?
They don't have magical, mystical powers.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we aren't even really aware of.
How do you know, first of all?
Because I read
you're not
a lot.
Because she reads a lot.
I read the internet.
Because behind the
a
scenes,
lot.
Those assholes don't know what's going on behind the scenes either. They're just writing conspiracy shit.
But now,
well,
okay.
UFOs, here's my conspiracy thing. I'll just type it up. It's on the internet. Must be true.
No,
it's got to be true.
It's terrible that common citizens are worried that the government started the fires. And God forbid they did. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some really crooked people that are running this world. And look at, not many people talking, are they, about India? India did something really fantastic this past week. Not many talking about that.
What's funny is, guess who didn't?
Who didn't?
The Russians before them. Their shit crashed hard.
Yeah?
On the moon. Remember they said they were sending up something to the moon? Remember the Russians were sending up their crashed.
Was that a long time ago?
No, you just talked about it recently. I heard the Russians were sending up.
Yeah.
Crashed. Guess what? It went kaboom.
Now I read, was it India? China is working on nuclear submarines.
Well, yeah. It's not that. They have nuclear knowledge, Deb.
Yeah,
we just sold Australia a whole bunch of VCS Virginia class submarines.
What is VCS? I don't know what they are.
It's a class. It's a newer class of attack submarines. We just sold Australia we made a deal with them to sell them, give them a whole bunch of Virginia class nuclear submarines.
Well, I see. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm just saying.
They are friends out there in
They've been our friends forever and ever. Yeah. And during World War II, we fought the same enemy. The Japanese were down there screwing with them, too.
All right. Well, Laura, we're just going to keep thinking something's going to put those fires out so you people don't lose everything. And you know what? If you do, welcome aboard. Hey, everybody else comes to the U.S. of A. We'll take all of you. Yeah, Brad Pitt will build you these little mini homes like he does. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Okay.
We're going to area code 703. It's in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703.
Could it be?
It should be.
Hello?
I have, well, good news and bad news. Well, some interesting news.
Yeah.
Well, hit us.
Well, I had another blowout with my coworker again yesterday, and then we had a little chat with the boss, and she denied everything that she said. She didn't yell at me, and she was this and that, and it just really I told her, like, I'm done. I told her yesterday, I'm done. I'm about to just quit. And she said, because of Donna. And she said, I thought you were going to quit because of the drive. I said, kind of. But it was, I mean, when I say it was really toxic. But remember the lady from, I had an interview last week from Long & Foster?
Yeah.
The real estate office. She sent me an email and a voicemail and said, her voicemail said, I have one more interview today, but I want to know if you are still interested in the position, basically.
Yay. Now that's got to be the good news. Yeah.
This was her exact quote. She said, where is it? She said, I thought she was going to, like, tell me no. She says, thank you so much for coming for the interview at One Loudon office of Long & Foster. It was a pleasure meeting you. You know, I have a few applicants to get through, and then we'll be reaching back out to you. Are you still fully available for the position?
Well, I take that as a very good sign. Oh, my gosh.
I wrote back and I said, absolutely, I am. I said, I'm excited to work for you and I could start anytime.
I'll head out for you. For her to call back like that, I don't know why they even have to, maybe is it a law that you have to continue the interview process?
Oh, I don't know, because I had an interview this morning. I had an interview today at like 2 something, and she sent me an email saying we canceled the interview because we hired somebody. So I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Yeah. But only
some people do. They have to put it out, especially government stuff. They have to, governmently. They have to, even though they're going to hire someone with them, they have to put it out there and interview people just to make it look good.
Our company does it too, because it's so big, and they do that to cover their butt legally, just in case someone just throw out a lawsuit. And they say, all right, you know what?
Yep.
Hey, Jim Shade or whatever, I got this job for you. We're going to give it to you, but we have to post it, and we may have to interview other people, because if we just gave this to you now without interviewing, somebody could file some kind of lawsuit.
That's right. That's right. You know, a vet is going to file a lawsuit or something.
You know, it's the game they play to cover their ass as a big company.
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, I would be really, really shocked if you don't get this. I think you already have the job. She's just got to finish going through the motions.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hope you hear like Monday.
Well, the phone message said she had one more interview today, and then she was going to wrap up her decision. So I'm thinking, sometime, next week, for real.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yep, that would make sense. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
Your same country as us. So we have Labor Day weekend is coming up next weekend. So they probably might want to nail it down before Friday, because a lot of people like to take Fridays off. So maybe Wednesday, Thursday, you'll hear something. I'm guessing.
So.
I don't have cards.
Yeah.
Totally me without cards guessing based on the word itself. What do you think, Deb?
I still think I would be, like I said, shocked if she
so she's a front, so she's a front runner.
I think it's a slam dunk.
Okay, all right. And I have a jackwad to kick to the curb, so go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, so Andrea, it looks good. I see you. It's almost like going home, in a sense. Your cards show you most people that are going to be very welcoming to you. And whatever the lesson was for you, working in that other place, it's beyond
it's so toxic. One of the girls who works there literally sent an email to the operations manager and said, I'm not coming back, and never came back.
Did she say it was because of the work environment?
Nope. She just said she wasn't going to come back. I know it is because Donna is a bitch. She just kept piling more work on her, more work. And said, now you're going to do this. Now you're going to do this and do this and do this. She said no. She said it was just too much for her. And, yep, she just quit. She didn't even come back. She had to mail her badge in and everything.
You guys ought to tell her slavery was abolished in this country. And they don't pay enough for you guys to be, you know, in, what do they call it, indentured service?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it is crazy. Michelle, like we have a lady, just said all these companies are treating women so badly, and she's one of them. And she, I believe, is...
Yeah, she's going through some crap.
In Georgia, I think she is. And you know what? We rose up in, what, the 70s?
Damn it.
I was a kid. I didn't really care.
I thought it was hilarious when they were burning bras. Because I was like, you know what? Us guys love women without bras. Burn them all. Burn all that shit. Hey, you know what? And then after you put your t-shirts on, let's spray water on you. Yeah, there you go. Anyway.
Well, I'll be super excited to call you next week and say, I got the job offer, and I'm paying more money than what I'm making now, and even more money when I worked for Long and Foster in the past.
Hey, they shuffle.
And you know, sometimes the higher power will put a big test in our path, as if to say, how badly do you want this?
Oh, look at this, a hurdle, a roadblock.
And
what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do with it?
Didn't give up. You're like my son. Well, I said, I think you're going to have to crawl through crushed glass in the driveway to get this appointment in the Army as a musician. And boy, damn straight, he did. And it was for you to have to humble yourself, I don't know, or stick up for yourself. It's something, you know, I only know what spirit gives me. I don't have the answer. Believe me, if I had the answer to everything, I would not be the idiot stuck in the revolving door.
Hey, remember that as a kid, those revolving doors?
Yeah.
What did you do as a kid when you were a little kid? You want to go round and round and round.
That's right. Yeah. And you expect a different, it's like an idiot. You expect a different answer doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you never, you know what the ultimate... The big metaphor is you never went anywhere. You just kept going round and round and never. It's like now they say spinning your wheels. Oh boy, you're doing all this stuff, but you're just spinning your wheels. Yep.
Well, good luck to you, Jim.
Yeah,
you've got it.
I do. I pulled. This is the first card after I shuffled. And what do you think about that, Deb?
What?
The first card I pulled. Subject. This is a rebel card.
I think it's good shit.
Well, I don't know, the first card I pulled from RoboCard, remember, no sugar and spice and beautiful. Subject is, shit is going down with your job. It is, and the write-up is reevaluate, change your perspective, or F and quit. So it says reevaluate, change your perspective, or quit. So it gave you like three things you got to think about. Reevaluate. Change your perspective or quit. And I think the fact that you're out this person
to quit.
Hey, you're already on that quit path. You just want to make sure you got a new gig lined up, and that's just playing smart. That's just being smart to get a new you know what the guys used to say? In the perfect world, a guy gets a new girlfriend before he gets rid of his old one.
Exactly.
Line up the replacement. Line up your replacement.
I know.
Women tend to do that now.
Well, you know, everybody, and you know what people say, you know, it's just smart, as bad as it sounds.
You know, and I tell men when they call for readings and they say, you know, hey, I thought she was happy. I said, She's been telling you for a long time that her book was already out the door.
There's a lot of signs that people want to know.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship, sometimes if it's kind of breaking up and you don't want it to, you want to ignore the signs, right?
Okay, James, what do you want?
What?
James, I'm not inboxing somebody I don't know. And if you are here to scam us...
Oh, there we go. Didn't see him. Go ahead. I got it, Deb. Just roll.
Okay.
Keep on talking to Andrea while I...
It's kind of fun to get tough with them, you know?
Yeah, but it might not even be anybody there. Typically, it's just...
Well, I'm trying to use up all my vacation and sick time because I don't... If I quit, I don't get... They won't give it to me, so I'm trying to use it up.
Oh,
even if I don't get it, I don't care. I just want to be out of there so bad I will give up my vacation and sick pay. Just call it a day.
Yeah, I understand. When I got out of the Navy, you were only allowed to sell back like 60 days, and I had more on the books. I had 70-some days. I was like, I'm getting the hell out. So here, give me my 60 days worth of, like 2 months worth of pay. You guys eat the other 15 days, whatever, I'm out of here. All right.
Couldn't you take basket leave?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
And I decided to get out
in
3 days.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's a whole different ballgame. All right, here we go. All right. So much, Andrea.
Andrea, we'll be waiting on pins and needles.
Yes,
me
she'll
too.
Be here.
All right.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you very much.
Well, I can't wait for that girl to get a job for herself.
Well, she worked. She deserves it because she's been freaking going way above and
she
beyond the
does.
Call of duty.
What are these people looking for in these job interviews? You know?
And we can't say anything because there's like 1,000 different factors, what type of job it is, what size the company is, what the market is, where they are, you know, there's a million things. So we could say what we think about here, but you can move in the same city with a different type of job, the whole bunch of different factors.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Who we got?
I got. What do you mean, who do we got? I'll tell you who we got. We got.
Hey, you all.
What's happening?
I'm so sorry that you're sick. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
I'm gonna get over it.
We'll find out. Tomorrow, you know, we'll see. Because she pushed herself and did a show. We'll see if she's gonna pay the price tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow.
I'm hoping that I will have coffee with you tomorrow.
He's hoping, or she might be in bed.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
She must be in bed.
I mean, she's got the dogs take care of her because I'll be gone.
Jim's got his fantasy football league.
I got a fantasy football draft, so it's just like, so I will be doing that, drinking beer.
The most important thing is to take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
Yeah, but you know yourself as a mother. We take care of everybody else first.
Who the hell are you taking care of?
Well, you know what? I know I'm supposed to keep my filter on for cussing, so I was about to say the F word, but I won't.
You can.
Excuse me there, Miss Lisa. It is Friday night. It's our own show. It's Rebel Card night. The Rebel Cards cuss the cards themselves. The top card says, don't fucking force it. These Rebel Cards themselves are awesome. It's not your card. It's not your card, but it's an example. You got to drop an F-bomb, just not for the sake of doing it, but if you need to do it because you're really trying to express yourself, you should do that. Express yourself. That's a Madonna song, right? Express yourself.
Who said that?
Madonna, that's a song.
Express yourself. There's a song like that. Express yourself.
Yeah. Madonna, yeah. Catherine is here. She's not here. She's all of the 80s songs. She wouldn't know it. We miss Catherine.
Well... it's been lovely to talk to you all. I think we really go through withdrawals when we don't talk to you. Get our daily Debbie.
Makes me feel so good.
You gotta put a little bit of Debbie in your crack plate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you know how they say chocolate is better than sex? Or sometimes. I mean, we gotta figure. Come on now. Are
metaphor.
They having
we
some,
got it.
Know?
The metaphor. We got it. Yep.
But,
guys will say,
something
they like beer.
You guys
are
better than the crack pipe.
Wow, we're better than the crack pipe.
Now that's special.
I'm going to feel that little ping in my heart the next time I watch Cops and they nail somebody with the crack pipe.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, you're laughing. It must have been a good day.
Was it a good day, or sometimes we laugh when we're not happy? Too.
Well, I guess. I went out there this morning because I hadn't talked to him in a while. I've been freezing him out, meaning I just don't, answer I stay in, I go do my own thing, but I went out this morning and it was very friendly talking to him, and he said something. He's been kind of saying stuff like that, like, aren't you glad that you live next door to someone that can fix this and fix that? And this morning I said, well, I don't know, maybe sometimes. And he gives me the evil side eye when I said that. And I said, no, I didn't really mean it.
You should say, you know what? Joking. You're not the only person on this planet that can fix shit, just to remind, just to let you know. That's pretty much a guy thing in general. Just let you know.
Yeah.
You know, just to let you know, you're not fucking Jesus because you can fix my toilet, dude, all right? You're not Jesus.
I know. And I do, when I start separating out, I start going down the list of people that I can call to make my own repairs and stuff like that. But you know what?
It would be the apartment place, unless it's a condo.
So the day progressed and I had to go do a project. Jimbo, did you get the silencer on the gun? I had to go do a project, a work project.
Oh, that's right. This is like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that movie, remember?
It is.
Like, you guys are Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're like two hitmen, and you guys don't even know that you're each a hitman. You guys don't even know that you're each a hitman working for an organization.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
And so I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I was out there, and some weird stuff was going down out there, which was unexpected, and ran over this pipe, and I was worried about the car, and then I called him and was talking to him about it because I was freaked out because there's nowhere out there to take the car for service. Anywho, we got it rectified. And then he started talking to me about how, and he's mentioned a couple of times, you know, taking a road trip when everything gets said and done about this medical stuff. And, you know, he named all the places he wants to go. And I said, well, if you have room for a hitchhiker, mainly me, and he said, I've got you, girl. I've got you. So then we started talking about how we'll do the trip and the details of it. And then I'm making dinner, but I don't think we're going to sit down. I'm really exhausted. I'm just going to share it. And anyway, Deb, I get invited to go listen.
I want to know that an upcoming trip was in your cards. But I didn't know if you were in any kind. You hadn't asked about it, and I didn't know if I should share, the insight or wait till you were in better spirits, which now it's already been discussed. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to go places.
He's been bringing it up a lot. And then he was telling me about how, you know, a relative needed my attention. He was just bringing up stuff, you know, that he knew about in past conversations. And I said, well, do you want to travel with me to go see the relative? And it sounded like a maybe. It probably, I don't know. I'm not going to be freaked if he doesn't go. It's fine. So we're making plans. I told him I was really tired. I'd been up since the wee hours. And so he had to you know, 2 a.m. trying to get back to sleep. And then, you know, I said, well, do you want to go listen to music on Sunday? And he said, maybe. And so, I don't know, Deb, what do you see?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Well, I'll tell you what Deb's doing there. She's putting the cards down, so we'll see.
And I do have plans to go out by myself tomorrow.
What do you see, Deb? Deb, what do you see?
Are you going out tonight or no, you're too tired?
I'm too tired, but tomorrow I plan on going by myself in the kind of like the late afternoon kind of thing, going by myself, period. And it's a little bit out of town, so I'm looking forward to that. And I just don't want us to play that FF game that you had seen in the cards, Deb. You know, like he knows that I know when he takes off, and he knows when I take off, you know, and I just, I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? Here's what I got for you. Here's what I got is that he is really sorry that because you're right there and you're so convenient, other matters in his life, you end up being caught in the crosshairs for that. And he treats you angrily without meaning to, because he apparently can't control himself that way. You're there, so you're the whipping boy.
I can't even imagine
what
starting a relationship with somebody that was my neighbor. I can't even imagine that working out ever on this.
You know what? This is my learning ground, and believe me, for the next 10 lifetimes, I will never do this again.
Never. Yeah, I would never do that, because I figure there's nothing good that could come of it, because unless it's lifetime network and it's fantasy land and not the real world, there's going to be a lot of issues with living right next door to each other, like you're having, which you wouldn't have if he lived just another building. He wouldn't even be having half.
You know, you're right, Jimbo. And I've talked to other people about the situation that I've known, and they ended up getting married together, and then they, down the road, many years later, they got a divorce, but they started out in a duplex, and so I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, you're not married, so you ain't got to worry about being in a divorce. You ain't married. What do you got, Deb?
No,
what I've got here is that he is, you're going to definitely hear from him about this, that he wants to recommit to, like how you guys did, about not saying you're going to move anymore. And, of course, it's like going on the wagon from drinking. The sign of progress is a setback. Then you can see, oh, boy, I was doing well. And that's what's going to happen here, is he's going to say, you know, I've taken things out on you that are not about you, but you're convenient. You're just right there. But he's got to learn a boundary about that. You know, get a big punching bag if you need to beat up on something.
You got to have some kind of something.
And I think it's hard for people that stop drinking, because they don't have that immediate reflex to, I'm really pissed off. I'm going to go down the street and get a snoot ball.
The dude can dive. He can dive into his bone.
Yeah.
He can do that.
Do you see us going on Sunday together, or do you see us?
Oh, I do.
Wow, that's just,
I do.
That's like 2 days away.
Yeah. I really do.
Well,
I think, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. I'll tell you more.
Well, all I can do, and remember, we've said this before, but the others listening need to know that doing this type of system, this card reading system, is literally being a compassionate counselor, where you're perceiving things in the cards and you're helping to guide your, you know, your recipient through all of that.
You're right. And sometimes
you're not ever telling them what to do.
And sometimes just having the discussion, they talk themselves into the answer, don't they?
Or they go off and think about it.
Or think about
it,
right. But eventually they get to the answer on their own, because that's what you want them to do, right? Cause,
like women involved with a married man will say to me, okay, if I give him an ultimatum, is he going to lose his wife and those little kids? Well, I look in the cards and I'll tell them the truth. No.
Right.
He isn't. The only thing that you have as a proactive step
is your vagina.
No.
Oh,
is to cut him off.
Which is kind of that. Well, except the love and the vagina.
You have the option of putting him off. And then he may, and usually marriages where one or the other is out there cheating around, They're going to fall apart anyways, except for Bill and Hillary.
Well, because they didn't really. It sounds like they never really had anything, so then there was nothing to break up, right?
Right.
That's an exception to the rule.
They had an incorporation. Bill and Hillary
were
incorporated. It was a business.
Yeah, you're right. They had a It sounded like it was unspoken, but they had some kind of thing going.
And maybe they never even slept together.
We don't know. They probably did when they were super young.
Well, there was
maybe
he saw pictures of her.
Yes,
she
might
have
taken a Hillary behind the drape and a cigar. You know, when Monica wasn't available, he pulled Hillary back there. Maybe she had a blue truck.
Monica's probably not the first recipient of a cigar, I'm guessing, for Bill, but, you know.
That was really, really cheap.
That might have been a revolving door back there. They found my house. They might have found a lot of cigar stubs behind the
door. You're right. We don't know. You know what? It makes you think twice if you're a cigar smoker. I don't know if I want to put this thing in my mouth. No. If that bitch isn't wrapped up, I don't know if I want to put it in my mouth. If somebody
that's
has me a cigar, that shit better be wrapped up and sealed because I don't know where it's been now.
That's what Lizzo was plagiarizing. She got that idea from good old Bill.
Lizzo.
Lizzo called Slick Lily. None of the charges and things would stick to him. Teflon Don, remember that mafia guy? They called him Teflon Don. They called Clinton back when he was president. They called him Slick Willie because nothing bad could stick to him. He was always able to give it up. Yet I did not know the definition. Oh, really? You're a Rhodes Scholar, an actual Rhodes Scholar, and you could say to Congress, "Oh, I didn't know the definition of sex when you asked me if I had sex with her. I didn't lie."
Oh my God! Have you ever talked to a nerd? You know they don't. You know, I mean, but it's Bethany Frankel says that. She says
that's what he was trying to pretend he was, like a naive nerve guy. I didn't know what you meant by definition.
Well, she said when these men grow up and they get money, and if they were ugly in high school, they're horrible to date when they're rich and famous and because they have all those issues from high school. They never get over it.
Yep, and I bet they're not nice to women because of that. They think they're going to take
advantage.
Exactly. Right? Well, that makes a lot of sense, too. You're right. Instead of being grateful, you're like, bitches, here I am.
Years ago, I dated this tax attorney. He said the same thing, basically. He said, now everybody, all the women want me because I'm in this position, but not when I was younger and going to school. The women wouldn't look at me.
Because you were a dork ass. That was what I would have said. Because you're a dork ass dumb shit. You know.
Well, he was a pretty nice dude, but he had property, the whole works. He had horses. I mean, but he wasn't my cup of tea. I thought, oh dear, I don't want to mess. I knew, even though as young and naive as I was, I thought this is too many issues. I can't deal with this.
Well, everything looks very nice through the weekend for you all. I feel like a meteorologist.
That's right. Okay, the weather forecast for Lisa is, all right, we don't see any natural disasters coming. Sunday
it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
It is. I heard that, yes. And it looks like the weather forecast for Sunday right now is looking good, but, you know, it could change in the next 2 days, right?
Well,
for a Sunday road trip, right?
It could be partly cloudy after the weekend.
Oh, that's true. Tomorrow and Saturday.
God, help me.
So you can prepare, and then when you see it starting to unravel, stop it. Make it stop. Okay, make it stop.
You know what, Lisa? If you keep playing with a turd, it's going to keep smelling over and over and over. And then when you break up and you make up, I don't smell it anymore, but then you get pissed off and it stinks again, guess what? That is still a fucking turd. I'm not saying he's a turd. I'm saying your connection doesn't seem to be there.
Well,
I don't have cards.
See, no, if they were actually sexually involved, about makeup sex, right? Everybody, these two would be having spontaneous combustion sex.
Oh yeah,
in makeup.
They'd be taking. There'd be no pictures hanging on the wall because they would just be falling down. Just leave them on the ground. Because you're gonna have makeup sex every 2 or 3 days. Might not have anything on the wall that will fall off. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know that it is what it is. All right. Ready?
Ring.
Yeehaw! Rebel card.
Deb, I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. And I'm working on it.
All right. Now, remember, these are rebel cards. This is not GM, so you can't shoot the messenger like the Romans did. Subject is, so, I'm just saying, remember, I'm reading the cards. It's not from me, so don't kill me. Subject of the card is get over yourself, pull your shit together. Tell people, get back, do good shit for humanity.
And she does.
I don't know that she does. Her project could be a hitman. She might be
Mrs. Smith.
That
just be
her projects are killing people, maybe.
A spit on your neck, kick in the crotch revelation.
She could be a mafia. I mean, she says, I got a project.
Wouldn't that be crazy? If her project is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she, I told you. That could be code on like tomorrow. It's like, oh,
you know, Deb, I didn't actually hear. I didn't hear what you said, but just the way you said it was funny.
Well, I stole it from friends. I loved how she said that. Well, isn't that a spin on my neck, kicked me in the crotch moment, bro?
Yeah, they used to play that in commercials. Yep,
I loved it.
Yeah, spit on my neck. Yep.
I love it.
All right, Mr.
All right, I'm going to do my best to be with you as our prearrangement is.
She can't predict tomorrow.
I will let you know once I'm awake.
She's in the middle of a flu battle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Battle of the flu.
I'm getting better. I was really bad off yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that.
Music game to play.
Oh, jeez.
Beatles, love them. All right. Gotta go. Well, you gotta go. You gotta go, right? All right, take care, Lisa.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
We will look for you tomorrow night if you're available.
And if we're here,
yeah,
we don't know.
Here.
She
and
can
I'll
relapse. Yep.
And I'll keep my fingers crossed for tomorrow.
And if Deb dies, I will make sure that we film live from her wake.
Jeez, thanks.
Hey, in your honor, that's all I could do. I could do that in your honor. Well, it wouldn't be tomorrow. Take a while together to throw a memorial together. It might take a day or two to get a memorial together. Plus, I'm doing a fantasy draft. If she dies tomorrow, her ass is going to have to wait for a memorial. I got a fantasy draft. All right.
Do or die, right?
That's right. Do or die. Semper Fi. Gung ho. Yep, right.
All right.
Right,
well,
Deb, what do you think?
I time said, to rest, my boys.
Actually, you went beyond what you thought you could do.
I know.
You thought she might not even make an hour.
I know.
And look what you did.
I did.
She went beyond an hour.
Yeah, but you bribed me with some goodies.
I'm good at freaking bribing and facing. Mm-hmm. I'd been a great drug dealer. I'd have been awesome. Luring people down the trail of nothing that good will come of it. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Take care, everybody.
We're saying to the blog talks.
Blog talkers.
Blog talkers.
Arrivederci.
The way you feel, I think it should be something that
tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern. Be there.
If she's healthy.
Yeah.
And planning, 75% chance.
I'm pretty sure.
Like the weather forecast.
Take care.